on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacker.
Well, I don't think we'll be needing fans or aircons tomorrow. Pretoria going up to 23, Polokwane 27, Johannesburg 20.
Lots of traffic voice notes coming in. This one from Michael.
Ankle tap. Roz. The people here in Pretoria are driving like a bunch of clowns. I think they've all had too much wisdom cabbage. Or they got caught in the 19th hole. And they're doing too much wobble juice. They seem to have forgotten completely about the rules of the road. And Pretoria is chaos.
If you're on the roads of Pretoria, please heed Michael's advice and drive carefully.
In your sport headlines, Bafana Bafana's rankings drop despite their World Cup heroics. And Naomi Osaka pulls out of the Japan Open quarterfinals due to injury. Details at 5:30.
We begin in Parliament. Police Minister Senzo Mchunu is continuing to defend his decision to disband the Political Killings Task Team. He returned to Parliament's ad hoc committee to respond to questions about whether his actions amounted to political interference in police operations. Anastasia Mokobo has more.
Mchunu says his decision was driven by budgetary realities and new organizational priorities. He told MPs that based on the South African Police Service budget, it was important to prioritize projects that benefit all South Africans, not just one province.
I'm not here to justify that which is there I'm not able to tamper with, even though I have power to do so. For the betterment of the people of South Africa, I can't agree to that.
He maintains that his directive was lawful, constitutional, and aligned with the broader objectives of the police ministry. Anastasia Mokobu for Jacaranda Newswatch.
In other news, the DA is warning that the latest delay in the release of the first quarter crime stats could have far-reaching impacts. Here's the party's Lisa Shikeling.
While officials delay in debate, police stations across the country are being forced to operate without up-to-date data, just as the Safer Festive Season campaign begins. Without accurate crime information, planning and resource allocation become guesswork. This continued breakdown in transparency leaves our communities vulnerable.
In other news, the Minister of Sport, Gayton McKenzie, has written formal letters to both the South African Football Association's President, Danny Yordan, and FIFA President, Gianni Infantino. It follows the deduction of Bafana Bafana's points in the run-up to the qualifying games for the FIFA 2026 World Cup, Nomfundo Twala reports.
McKenzie has requested a detailed report from SAFA regarding the 3 points that were deducted from Bafana Bafana after their match with Lesotho, where an ineligible player was on the field. In the letter, the minister asked for a complete timeline of events, an explanation of how the error occurred, and details of any internal investigations. In the other letter to Infantino, McKenzie underscored that he's only stepping in to uphold the integrity of the game. I am Nomfundo Twala for Jacaranda Newswatch.
And finally, Taylor Swift's music video, The Fate of Ophelia, is reviving interest in the visual arts. So it has to do with the opening scene that resembles a 1900s painting of Shakespeare's Ophelia, which was done by Friedrich Heise. So a team working at a museum in central Germany noticed the resemblance, and they decided to host a special tour for fans about the painting. They are bursting at the seams, and some Germans have even driven 5 hours to see this painting. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.
The power of Taylor Swift, the life of a showgirl, continues to be the gift that keeps on giving, even though we were like, when it came out,
even museums, maybe. Guys, even now, museums are benefiting from Swift.
Verstaan, dank je Marlene.